The plan would create a new letter grading system for schools and require schools that received a D or F for 3 years to implement a reform plan. If, after four more years, a public school is still failing, it would by law be turned into an independent charter school. Private voucher schools that fail would be allowed to continue operating, but they'd have to stop taking voucher students for 4 years. Despite single-party control, Republicans were unable to agree on a school accountability bill last year, with Senate Republicans concerned some ideas were too punitive. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told reporters that was then.
Luckily, we have a brand new Senate and a brand new Assembly, so I don't take what somebody said years ago to be gospel for what's true today.
Democrats called the plan a giveaway to the private school interests who support Republicans during campaign season. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio. The proposal would give schools letter grades based on how they perform. Schools that get D's or F's for 3 years would have to implement reform plans. Schools that continue to fail for more years would be turned into charter schools. Republicans say the aim is to improve schools. Cross Plains Democrat Sandy Pope says it's more about rewarding private school interests that support Republican campaigns.
The simple idea of closing a public school and handing it over to a charter entity, to me, is obviously a huge gift.
Private voucher schools that fail would have to stop taking voucher students for 4 years, but they'd be allowed to take a different set of tests to measure their progress. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.